How Brown Saw the Baseball Game, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. How Brown Saw the Baseball Game is an American short silent comedy film produced in 1907 and distributed by the Lubin Manufacturing Company. The film follows a baseball fan named Mr. Brown who overdrinks before a baseball game and becomes so intoxicated that the game appears to him in reverse motion. During production, trick photography was used to achieve this effect. The film was released in November 1907. It received a positive review in a 1908 issue of the Courier-Journal that reported the film was successful and, quote, truly funny, end quote. As of 2021, it is unclear whether the print of the film has survived. The identities of the film cast and production crew are unknown. Film historians have noted similarities between the plot of How Brown Saw the Baseball Game and How the Office Boy Saw the Ball Game. It is a comedy film directed by Edwin S. Porter, having released a year before How Brown Saw the Baseball Game. Contents: 1. Plot. 2. Production. 3. Release and reception. 3 minor sections, references, bibliography, and external links have been omitted from this recording. An info box accompanies this article, but it has been omitted from this recording. Section 1. Plot. Before heading out to a baseball game at a nearby ballpark, sports fan Mr. Brown drinks several highball cocktails. He arrives at the ballpark to watch the game, but has become so inebriated that the game appears to him in reverse, with the players running the bases backwards and the baseball flying back into the pitcher's hand. After the game is over, Mr. Brown is escorted home by one of his friends. When they arrive at Brown's house, they encounter his wife, who becomes furious with the friend and proceeds to physically assault him, believing he is responsible for her husband's severe intoxication. Section 2. Production. Image. Sigmund Lubin in 1913. His company produced and distributed How Brown Saw the Baseball Game. How Brown Saw the Baseball Game was produced by the Lubin Manufacturing Company, a company founded by German-American film pioneer Sigmund Lubin. At the time How Brown Saw the Baseball Game was made, the company was creating and distributing up to 3 films a week. The identities of How Brown Saw the Baseball Game's director and cast are not known. It is a silent film shot in black and white, and the finished product comprised 350 feet, 110 meters, of film. For the scenes which took place at the ballpark, the filmmakers used a form of trick photography to show the baseball players running backwards. Sigmund Lubin filed a copyright for the film on October 26, 1907, under the title How Jones Saw the Baseball Game. Section 3. Release and Reception. How Brown Saw the Baseball Game was released to theaters by Lubin Manufacturing Company on November 16, 1907, and was still being shown as late as January 1910. During this time, the film was sometimes presented as part of a double feature with the 1907 film Neighbors Who Borrow, a short comedy film about a man who lends nearly everything he owns to his neighbors until his wife returns home and berates him for doing so. Advertisements for the film touted it as, quote, such fun, end quote, and Lubin himself promoted the film as a, quote, screamingly funny farce, end quote. It received a positive review in a June 1908 issue of the Courier-Journal, which described the film as, quote, truly funny, end quote, and that it proved to be, quote, a veritable hit, end quote. Modern writings have often suggested that How Brown Saw the Baseball Game was produced as Lubin Manufacturing Company's alternative to the Edwin S. Porter-directed comedy How the Office Boy Saw the Ball Game, a film released by Edison Studios in 1906 about an office employee sneaking out of his workplace to watch a baseball game, only to discover his employer in a nearby seat. Lubin Manufacturing Company was known for creating films similar to competing motion pictures made by other studios. Lubin had previously created films resembling Edison Studios' releases Uncle Tom's Cabin and The Great Train Robbery. Author Jack Spears wrote in his book Hollywood, The Golden Era that How Brown Saw the Baseball Game and How the Office Boy Saw the Ball Game, quote, used practically the same plot, end quote. Rob Elderman's article, quote, The Baseball Film to 1920, end quote, in the journal Baseball likewise notes the similarity of their plot lines. As of February 2021, it is unclear whether there is a surviving print of How Brown Saw the Baseball Game. It has likely become a lost film. If rediscovered, the film would be in the public domain. We now come to the end of the spoken article, How Brown Saw the Baseball Game. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. This recording was voiced and produced by Wikipedia user Xylactic on June 8, 2024. The content in the article was last edited February 23, 2024. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/SA-4.0.